Let's get going.
All right, then. Let's get going.
All right, let's get going.
Can you hear me if I talk?
Can you hear him?
Yep.
Hello?
I'm playing the intro.
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show, the most professionally produced show on the internet. I'm Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Can you hear me? Can you? Oh, I'm sorry, Miles Jr., I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
You got to get him another pair of headphones.
Oh, yeah, we don't have one.
Oh, yeah. Still got that $2 mic, don't you?
Yeah, we still have a $2 mic.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah. We're sharing a phone.
Hi, Miles Jr.
What? I'm sorry?
Hello, how are you this evening, Miles Jr.?
Oh, hey. Sorry, we're sharing the phone.
Yeah, it's kind of...
tough economy, I'll tell you what.
It's a little... I mean, is your... How can the phone fit... Around Please. Your dad's jowls, and you can
that,
use it as well.
Great cordless speaker.
Great cord. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a way to do this.
The whole phone?
Yeah. No, the cord, the headset. Look at that.
Miles Tidal, phone fixer.
Yeah.
You go get that cordless, and
we'll
hook you up. That's right. Dr. Jones. You've been hanging out with Miyagi a little bit there. He's a... That guy's a solutions man, you know. He has solutions.
Get away. Just now, Jr., fire up that phone.
Hello?
Speaker?
Oh, you got to hang up the other... Jesus Christ. Fucking amateurs. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. What the hell?
What's going on there, Gumby? Pokey?
We're just we're all fine here. How are you there?
Oh my gosh.
Like weapons malfunction.
Yeah.
Is this Mayberry RFD or what?
Yeah.
Is this Mr. Drucker at the general store?
Mr. Dudley.
My God, it's like you guys got your two tin cans stretched tight so you can hear now, or what?
Yeah, we can hear now.
All right. My gosh.
Yeah,
it's like Alexander Graham Bell over there.
Do you want some more specs?
Oh, my God. It's more.
Let's do it one more time.
You know, yeah.
Like
yeah,
Iron Man with Jeff Bridges with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He turns it on. Like, makes those guys freak out. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was cool.
Oh my goodness. So what other than the bumbling, what's going on there?
Well, we had an idea the other night.
We had heard that this happened a while back, a couple weeks ago, but Disney, you know how Disney purchased Star Wars, right?
Yeah, they purchased Star Wars, go figure.
Yeah. So I heard they were making episode 7, so we thought it would be fun to try to guess who they're going to try to cast.
Oh, like, okay, that's good.
In more case scenarios.
So. Sure. Well, I heard they're going to bring back the originals and then some, so, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford said he was in.
Oh, yeah.
He says, if I can buy another couple helicopters, I'm in on that. All right.
I'd like to see Kenny Rogers as Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wanted.
Kenny Rogers, he'd be like, I'm trying to, Yoda. You are the master of the other Jedi, Yoda. X-Wings and the stream, that is what we have. All right. Sorry, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other ones. He hasn't had a good movie since Six Pack, has he? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So Kenny Rogers is Obi-Wan, huh?
I thought it'd be fun. We thought
Wee Man and Soda. Wee Man, okay. I don't know how to impersonate Wee Man, so other than running around in my underwear.
I think you did that last week. That was
right. That was last week. All right. Wee Man is Yoda, yep.
Bob ripped his king-size blue jeans last week.
Forever in blue jeans, baby.
He was winking at everybody. You know, it's just really weird.
That happened to me tonight. We were serving those people, and like his old dude was getting milk. He just looked up at me and winked at me. I was like, okay, well, I hope you enjoy your meal. Because...
Hey, Miles Jr., how are you?
No, hand to God, this actually happened. Yeah. The guy was getting like a thing of milk. He looked at me like, whoa.
This milk's a good temperature. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Oh, God.
Do I have a milk mustache? All right.
I think I'm going to regret telling this story.
Yeah. I'd like to tell some things you don't do.
Say, how come you're so skinny when your dad's such a fat ass?
Sir, my dad was stung by a bee.
Hey, don't we see him at those baseball games dancing?
That's cold.
Baby,
that's really cold. That is cold. That's cold, man.
So what were you saying, Miles Jr., there? I didn't... besides being visually raped, what else were you talking about?
Hey, oh, my God. Great. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Bob, for that.
I'm not going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, I know.
Say.
Homeless guy.
Yeah.
He looked like Mr. Rogers with gray hair from...
I got special underwear whenever I visit. Instead of putting the sweater and the slippers on, he puts on special underwear.
Mr. Rogers, it's me, Manny. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Manny Fortunato, speedy delivery.
I got Santa's overdraft here.
Hey, postage due. Hey,
what the... So go ahead. What else were you saying?
So we wanted Leia to be Megan Fox.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Please, God, let there be another metal bikini scene. Please,
I think there's a lot of nudity in the new Star Wars.
You think?
Yeah, I think they're on that lava planet, and they just can't keep on the clothes, you know what I mean? Too hot. Ooh.
Too hot and
lava planet. That's right. What was the name of that planet? Mustafar? Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll kill you, Master, but let me take off my top. Hold on.
That's right. Hold on a second. It's too hot.
Let's see. It goes from
Star Wars to Magic Mike.
That's right. Well, I'm hoping it's more like Coyote Ugly, but that's just me. You have your preferences, obviously, there at the...
I wouldn't put too much into it, Bob.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'll tone it down. I'm sorry.
Bob has his own things he's into. So.
Say!
This is some logistical stuff. Look at that later.
So, who's next? We got Kenny, we got Megan, we got Wee Man.
We're afraid that, like, Spielberg's going to get involved. He's going to get this Shia LaBeouf like his Luke or something.
Oh, Christ. I don't think so. I think he's on the outs with everybody. Thank God.
We need...
is he?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
We need Zach Galifianakis and, like, just say Luke gained a lot of weight. He let himself go after the
Death Star. Zach Galifianakis. Guys, I gotta go pick up some power converters at Tashi Station.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, Bob hung up on us.
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Yeah, what was that tone?
I don't know. You guys pushing buttons with your fat cheeks. I don't know.
Oh, we did. We can do this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we got to do this more often.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I do that, and, like, I'm calling, like, Bob's relatives the whales to him. Captain, there'd be whales in Bob's bedroom.
That was how they called my name at Panera. Anyway.
It's actually Daryl Hannah from Splash.
Yeah. So who's going to be the sand people? That's the big question, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't think about that. The sand.
Who's going to be the new Boba Fett, you know?
Osama bin Laden got killed. His guys are out of work. So.
Ouch.
The Taliban.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Ouch.
I decapitate me in my sleep for that joke.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to get a jihad on you now.
Yeah. I like to see, like, Rowan Atkinson is, like, C-3PO.
Well, no, Anthony Daniels is still alive and kicking. He's still doing it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, it's time for him to retire, though.
No, that guy's got, like, some kind of surgery, so he still fits the suit.
I know who should be Lando. Who? We need CeeLo Green to be Lando.
Lando, you've doubled in size.
Lando.
Lando, if you like Waylo.
I could see like Chris Rock or something.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Again, Billy Dee Williams, not dead.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying. If you're going to recast it, I'm just saying.
I know how we can get Admiral Akbar back. We just get Larry King and spray paint him orange.
It's a trap.
Who's
on the phone? We've got Luke Skywalker on the phone.
Line one.
Tatooine, line one. All right, I can see him as Akbar. He looks like an Akbar. Yeah. He'll start getting that Jerry Lewis head syndrome now that he's getting real old. You know, he'll be giant head, so.
Oh, true.
Ted Kennedy, Jerry Lewis, you know, Mardi Gras parade people.
Yeah.
All right, keep going. I mean, you got lots more. Who's going to be Wedge Antilles? Come on.
Wedge Antilles. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Well, your dad's got his hand up for Porkins, so.
I thought we were going to get Alec Baldwin.
Wait, you say up or into?
Hey, now.
Oh. Hey.
We should just get the kid from Superbad.
Jonah Hill?
The nerdy one with glasses. We'll have him.
Oh, Christopher Mintz Plus. McLevin, is that who you're talking about?
That doesn't sound good.
McLevin?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Am I dropping out now? Is that the problem?
No, there was some kind of commotion upstairs. I just want to make sure it was okay.
Okay. Don't worry. That's just your wife breaking her foot again. Don't worry about it.
I know. It sounded like battery sitting in the ground or something, and I heard a scream or something.
Don't go knocking.
Yeah, what's that all about? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you may not want to interrupt at this point, you know.
We know we should play Boba Fett, and yes, he did live. I read.
Boba Fett lives.
We have to have Chuck Norris as Boba Fett. He's just that.
Chuck Norris as Boba Fett. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I could see that. I like that idea.
Told you.
You like Chuck Norris's Boba Fett. Okay. What else you got? You got anything else?
I don't know. This is just like an on-the-spot thing.
It was actually funnier the other day, actually.
Who's Chewbacca? Yeah. I know I'm ruining it, aren't I? Who's Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Oh, Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Who's that rock star from Aerosmith with the long hair?
Steven Tyler?
Yeah, let's get him.
No, he's not. I think Bobo from the Bigfoot Show should beat you, but
he's got long hair. Yeah.
You go, dude. It's a Squatch. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was a lot funnier the other night.
It was.
Evidently, yeah. You had better, I mean, other than Kenny Rogers and Wee Man, I mean, kind of, you peaked early on that one.
Well, I mean, it was. I'm just saying it was a lot funnier. It was.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking, you know, like the doctor's trash can is R2-D2 or something. That's going to be your...
Yeah.
So, what else is going on over there, guys? Anything?
Oh, we're just feeding the homeless, man.
Yeah. Oh, you were feeding... Is that where the homeless winked at you?
It's weird, because, like, half of them were related to Bob. I don't know why.
Was it like, do you ever see, do you remember Blues Brothers, at the end of Blues Brothers? The dude was winking. Anyway, they're in prison, anyhow.
Yeah, they're in a prison.
Yeah.
So you guys got nothing going on otherwise. You're just thinking of Star Wars casting. I'm thinking, you know, you dig up Bob Denver and have him be... Luke and Alan Hale can be Obi-Wan and
Bob Denver's dead.
Yeah, I know. I said dig him up.
They do a puppet style, just like
it'd be like Weekend at Bernie's. It'll be, you know, Weekend at Tatooine or something.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thank you, Miles Jr., for helping out tonight.
No problem.
Well, you can stick around, Miles Jr. You're funnier than your father, so, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the regular phone now.
Oh, gee, now you got to squeal again. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoa.
Evidently, right. Evidently, anyway. Your phone's going to be R2-D2, yeah. So.
You're wrapped, kid. Okay. Thanks, kid. Sorry. Yeah.
I think Twiggy from Buck Rogers could be R2-D2.
We're back now.
Bitty, 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 bitty. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay there with the whole battery drop and all that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, some personal massage device.
Yeah, I was going to say. You might as well just go to bed now. I mean, there's not going to be anything going on, so.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah.
I can hear the you know, Barry White playing upstairs.
Oh baby.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of your love.
There you go. Your wife's getting amorous with the plastic right now. So. Yeah. So, you know, might as well hang it up for this evening.
Yeah.
Might as well get on Facebook and look up that Zoo Weekly again.
But Zoo Weekly is a legitimate magazine, this source, and I just enjoy it. They've got a lot of funny articles.
I especially like the pick your color picture, you know, kind of like a game.
Yes, they usually have like three young women in bikinis bent over or something. It's just pick your favorite color.
It's like the jumble, yeah, I like that.
Bob usually goes for green and I'm alive.
I don't know, you got me. I think this last time it was pink. I don't know.
Yeah. It's usually hot pink and yellow.
Yeah, very nice. That's a good game. I like that game.
Yeah.
So what else is going on there? Anything? Or?
I'm trying to think. You know, a lot of stuff happens and I forget it, you know? It's like,
Yeah, you got to get that ginkgo biloba or something, you know?
I know. You know, I mean, there has to be huge things happen. I don't know. No.
Hmm. Okay.
About you, anything?
I'm trying to think here. We went on our. I don't know if this is gonna be funny or not, but
it's gonna be funnier in the last 10 minutes.
We went on our every year here. We've got a pseudo tradition. My wife and I, on a Friday, we take the day off and we go and finish up the Christmas shopping, right? So
sure.
Yeah, and so we did this last Friday. So we were out and about, and usually we go get lunch, you know, have a nice afternoon. And so we were out in Kirkwood or someplace in over in St. Louis County, and she's like, oh, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Buffalo Wild Wings? I mean, does that sound like something that your wife would want to go to, Buffalo Wild Wings?
She probably couldn't eat a lot of stuff there, so she's on a special diet. She couldn't eat a lot
Yeah,
of
I
stuff.
Know. So, anyway, I go, okay, whatever, whatever you want to do is fine with me. So we go over there, and I'm thinking this is kind of like a bar kind of a situation. Yeah. You know, kind of a pub kind of a situation, a pub food kind of stuff. You know?
Sports bar, yeah.
Sports bar, exactly. So we go, and we're a little early for lunch, I guess. It's like 11:30, and so there's like nobody in there. And by the time we leave, it's like full of women.
Really?
Yeah, it's full of all these women, like, coming in for lunch. I was like, other than the guys working there, I was like, there's only one other guy in the whole establishment.
They looked around like, oh, it's all women in here.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, I'm like, I would have never thought this. There is a lot of women. I mean, some of them are older, you know, and it was like, you know, some like young friends at the table, and there was like a mother-daughter thing going on. It was like a lot of young professionals. So
Megan Fox looking kind of girls. Or
oh, this
like,
was, there was some very nice looking young ladies in there. Yes, very nice. Yes.
More like, I don't know.
Much more on the Blair Joe huh? side than on the Mindy Kaling side. No Natalie so much.
Yeah.
Much more Blair, much more Joe. Yeah.
Full of it.
I'm just wanted to put it out to all the guys, you know. If you need to go, if you want to go get an expensive, overpriced chicken lunch,
go to the
Wild Wings.
I've been there once. Yeah.
Yeah, go to the Wild Wings because it's got the ladies are there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when they get a big sausage party, you go in there.
Yeah, exactly. Not at lunchtime, evidently. So
a lot of tacos there. Huh?
I guess so. So yeah,
did you enjoy your wings?
I did. I thought they were pretty tasty.
You know, I ate there once. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't like the best wings I've ever had.
No, it was all right.
But you seemed happy about it.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, but, I mean, nothing really, nothing funny.
You're in there, and you're all like, hey, what's up? But I wore my muscle shirt today.
Yeah, exactly. I was glad I wore, something that was flattering.
Yeah,
I don't know what that would be.
Were you wearing? I went to the Christmas house and all that guys with Aussie t-shirts.
No. At least my pants weren't ripped. I'll put it that way. So
I went to the Christmas Story house and all that.
Yeah, I got a Christmas Story house shirt. I wish I would have got one of those. I wish I would have got an old fudge shirt.
Yeah,
you won't believe you. You laugh, but you won't believe it. But I went and saw. A Christmas Story, the play, last week.
Oh my god!
I got free. It was free tickets. So anyway, yeah.
Oh my god!
It was the movie. It was the movie and play version that a community theater was putting on, and so I got to go for free. It was very nice. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, gosh, it's just I did not plan. I didn't pay for that or anything. So.
Yeah,
that's
always
the
best.
Yeah. That was a freebie. So, yeah, that was great. I even got free popcorn, which was even better.
Yeah, well, free popcorn.
And a drink, yes. Free popcorn and a drink.
Oh, man, nice.
Yeah, and I sat in the balcony, so that was kind of interesting as well. So, not many places have balconies anymore, you know?
Yeah. So there's like a play version to this?
Yeah, there's a play version. There's a musical version and a play version. So, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It was a good. It was a good show. They did a good job.
John Travolta, the dad.
Now the annoying lady who kept telling me not to put my drink on the edge of the balcony there was a little bit much, but.
You know, ma'am, you shouldn't put your drink right there.
She come up and my son and I were sitting together. She come up. She's like, "Don't put your drink on the railing." We had Pepsi go all over somebody down below. It was horrible. I'm like, "Oh, I wasn't gonna."
Did she work there?
Yeah, she was an usher. So.
Oh, she's all breaking your balls.
Yeah, she's all. Yeah, and she's everybody. She's all over the place. She was a nice old lady, but I was just like, "Oh my gosh, come on."
What you do that at someone's house if you went over there and they're really my family?
You put your dirty feet. No, so it was a good little show though. I enjoyed it very much. So
you guys are addicted to this freaking movie, man.
Well, I do like the movie. I have watched it. I watched it before we went on our trip and afterwards and so forth.
It's an entertaining movie, but I mean beyond that, I don't know. You know, I just feel like it's not entertaining.
Oh, it's very entertaining. Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know about, you know, what you guys are watching at your house. I mean, Caligula only goes so far for
entertaining the children. I try to expand my, you know, repertoire, so I did watch Abraham Lincoln's Vampire Hunter last night.
Oh, how was that? You were going to tell me about this.
Oh, my, horrible.
Horrible? It was, did he say 80 and like that or what?
Yeah. It was just as bad as you might think it would be. You know, yeah.
Was it bad in a good way or bad in a bad way?
No, it was just, yeah, it was just horrible. It was bad.
It was just bad in a bad way, huh?
Yeah, it was that bad. Yeah, even I was like, wow.
Was Mary Todd Lincoln killing vampires as well or just Abe?
Oh, man, it was bad. It was that bad.
I'm the rail splitter. And I'm also a vampire splitter.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm a lawyer. Yeah, no. You think I'm a shark?
I don't know. It was just like, it was really weird because it was like Mrs. Lincoln was like first dating like Stephen Douglas and then she hooks up with Abe later. And I'm like, what?
All right.
This is not historical accurate at all, man.
At the debate, she switched over, right?
Like vampires have sunglasses. I'm like, did they have sunglasses back in 1860s? I don't remember.
Yeah, they had sunglasses back then.
I don't know. I don't ever see any pictures of people with sunglasses.
Well, no, they didn't have their pictures with sunglasses, but they had them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was that bad.
Really? I guess I'm gonna be watching it then. I guess.
It was a movie that should never have come made to the screen.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
People like the book, you know.
No, it was that. Yeah, please stay away from this movie. It's.
Oh, that's no good.
I mean, it's barely watchable, but, you know, it's, I don't know.
Well, I'll be at my house. I'll be watching A Christmas Story night and day until Christmas, so.
I guess. My gosh, man.
Can't get enough of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, fudge.
I'm sure you're trying to, you know, get the big leg in your window now or something.
Oh, I could have seen at the play. I didn't get out there to do this, but you could have put in a raffle to win a leg lamp, and I was thinking about doing that, but. I did not make it out to the lobby over the intermission, so.
Yeah.
I did not get to put in my dollar to win the leg lamp, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else I would have. What a great lamp.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, you know, I would hope that some of our other listeners have already seen the pictures from the house.
I just discovered them.
Unlike your... Well, there was a link right underneath the listening area there, right in the description. I put it on Facebook. I put it everywhere. I said, you can look at the pictures here.
Yeah, I should have been, I don't know.
Maybe paying attention, a little bit of attention paid there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, on that upbeat note, let's call this a show.
Let's just call it a show. It's a train wreck, people. So, sorry. Next week will be better. Okay.
We can only hope. We're off because Walking Dead's over with. So we're all out of.
That's what I'm screwed up on. I'm used to watching The Walking Dead right about now, and I'm all screwed up. I'm not used to doing like a Sunday night gig. You know? Like, oh man.
There you go.
Yeah.